they're releasing this new movie, and it's called Primate, and it is about a chimpanzee, and this chimpanzee is evil. And they're releasing this new evil horror movie about a sweet chimpanzee who is just evil right after the death of Jane Goodall. Jane Goodall just passed, and they immediately released the Primate movie where the chimpanzee is evil because you knew that that wouldn't fly when Jane Goodall was still alive. They knew. They said, okay, we can't release the evil chimpanzee movie until Jane Goodall passes. And sure enough, Jane Goodall passes, and then they start making chimpanzees evil right after. Welcome back to Bookmarked, everyone. My name is Carissa. I'm your host, and today I'm joined by Kira.
Hello. Surprise,
always. When is it ever not, Kira?
We are doing the broadcast marathon today, which is like so cool. Woohoo!
We do this every single year, except usually I'm in here with Dominic. Mm. I did the broadcast marathon with Dominic for the last 2 years, and
now you get to hang out with me.
Now I get to hang out with Kira. I'm excited, guys. First day, kind of nervous.
Oh.
Oh my god, that's not true. We're here all the time. But yeah, so we were like thinking about what to do for this show because we've kind of followed a theme for a lot of this, but then half of the time mm-hmm. we're just like not doing anything.
It depends if we've read a book or not.
Because we have shows that we have planned to do, mm-hmm. but we just haven't been able to do them because like we just genuinely have not been reading. Because mm-hmm. we have books that are like, okay, we need to read this book and talk about it. And that was at Christmas, I think, mm-hmm. that we traded mm-hmm. books, and we still haven't read anything. So go team, I guess.
Yes, we're doing great, guys. Yes. Very on schedule.
Woohoo! But we were like, oh, what can we do today? Because the only books that I've been reading, Kira has not read, and mm-hmm. we've talked about them already, mm-hmm. and I just reread, like, I'm rereading a book right now, so, like, it's not even something that's new that we can go over. Mm-hmm. So we're like, oh, what do we do? So I went to Instagram, and I asked my Instagram, like, my spam account followers, mm-hmm. like, please give me ideas. A lot of you gave me some pretty good ideas. Most of you didn't.
Some of you didn't take this seriously. Yes. Okay.
Like, I got, I don't know what Tyler said. I actually don't even remember. It said R. Kelly, and I don't know who R. Kelly is.
I recognize the name, but I have no idea what, like, is he a sports person? Is he like a saint? I don't know.
I have no idea.
But I know it's a person.
And then Marley said Blue Jays. So.
What about him?
Next.
We talked about it.
It's a great bird.
I don't know. I'm more of a Red Cardinal fan myself. Yeah. But Blue Jays are fine too.
Yes. Like Red Wing Blackbird.
Yeah.
Like Robin.
Toucans, maybe.
Oh, toucans are good. I like toucans.
You know who else likes toucans?
Marley.
Marley.
Marley, who's scared of all birds,
yeah,
likes toucans.
Not toucans, though.
No. But then I had a couple people be like, oh, I don't know. My friend Cindy said to talk about whether or not we like hot dogs in our mac and cheese. And I just don't like hot dogs. So I can't even comment on that.
Oh, I see. That was my struggle meal growing up. We would get like bulk buy KD. So if, like, we had nothing else for dinner, we could have KD and, like, hot dogs for dinner with, like, ketchup on it. Mm-hmm. That was, like, the meal, but I haven't had it in so long because hashtag out of struggle meal mode so we can have actual food.
Yay!
But, yeah, that was, like, I still love hot dogs in my KD, personally. But I've grown out of KD and I like Annie's mac and cheese better. Like, the white cheddar shells specifically. Mm-hmm. Like, that's baller knowledge right there.
I think I had Annie's once and I didn't like it. And
what flavor did you get?
I don't remember. It must have been ages ago. But I don't really make like mac and cheese a lot. Usually if I have mac and cheese, I make it from scratch. Like I have like frozen mac and cheese sauce that I like meal prepped. And then I just like reheat a little bit of it. And then
Annie's mac and
my own food, guys.
Annie's mac and cheese has a protein version with 32 grams of protein.
Yes, I know. Yeah. We talk about this all the time.
Yeah, it's and it tastes exactly the same. So free shout out. Oh my gosh, I told my coworker that and her boyfriend loves it. I put him on.
There you go.
Yeah, snaps. That was all me, baby girl. All me.
I think you said Leon, who is the video game character who we have talked about before.
Oh, you mean the love of my life? My husband? Yeah, that's him.
The animated man is guys, the love of Kira's
guys,
life.
Guys, I just finished building my PC, which means I can play the game now. Which means
she hasn't even played the game
it's
before,
over
guys.
For everybody, okay? And my keyboard came in today. My keyboard and my mouse pad came in today.
I think Kira talks about this PC as much as Marley talks about, like, the Blue Jays.
I'm excited! I can get Minecraft on there with shaders.
Minecraft.
And mods. Like, I also forgot I had The Sims downloaded, so I can play The Sims on there, too. Imagine all the CC I can get.
You should make those, like, I love those videos on TikTok where it's, like, The Sims, but it's, like popular TV shows, or it's, like, The Sims, but it's the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And it's, like, mocking it, and it's so funny.
It's, like, what are the little critters? The Calico Critter, Calico Critter TV show things on TikTok? It's like that.
So those were most of the suggestions that we got to, like, talk about. We kind of ran it through, guys. I mean, next time we'll do a little bit better. But
yeah,
the biggest one that, like, I have to give full shout outs to my friend Shay, because she was the one who told me to do this. Love you. Thank you. If you know me at all, you know that I'm kind of obsessed with Alani's. And, like, that's my go-to. Like, you see me, like, I'm holding one. Like, it's just always there. And Shay told us to do, like, which Alani flavor you think that you would be. But we're going to do, like, the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, why.
Mm-hmm.
I also had, like, a ranking of, like, favorite flavors. Kira and I, every single Tuesday and Thursday for, like, almost the whole term, mm-hmm. I would come in with my Alani, and then we'd do, like, a taste test of it, like, on camera for, mm-hmm. like, a TikTok, which has not been posted. It'll get posted eventually.
It's there.
Now that the term is over, like, we're done doing it. But we basically went through and, like, tried all of them over the course of the semester. Mm-hmm. And most of them I think I had already had, but it was, like,
it was still fun.
Yeah.
It was fun for me anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, no, so we did that every single day. So I'm sure you have favorites as well, like, ones that you know that you like.
I do. Yeah. You know this already. The Witch's Brew, I think, is my favorite because that one had the least aspartame taste to it. Which I know some freaks out there like the taste of it, but that's just not me.
Freaks? She's referring to me, guys. Because
I am.
I think it's fine.
I am.
I don't taste it.
I am referring to you. Yeah, Witch's Brew is my it tastes like a green apple, like, Jolly Rancher. And I really enjoy it. I was looking at the flavor. I was, like, because I chose your thing last night, but I was looking over the flavors this morning. And you know what? The cotton candy one was good. I just wish it was more cotton candy-y, you know?
The cotton candy one blew my mind. And I was so excited when that one got released and when I had found it in Canada. And I was just having the best day. And I needed to try it on my own. I remember telling Kira that, too. And I felt really bad because we always, like, we tried flavors together. And I was like, no, like, I have to have it. Because if you don't like this, it's going to ruin my life. Sure enough, I tried it. It's fantastic. I'm so excited. The next day, Kira and I try it together. She hates it. Ruins my life.
Well,
guys.
It's not that it was bad. It was just I didn't. It was like the essence of cotton candy over, like, cotton candy flavor. But it wasn't the worst one that I've had. I also really liked Sherbert Twist or
Sherbert Swirl.
Sherbert Swirl. That's the one. That one was also not bad.
Sherbert Swirl reminds me of something that you'd see in, like, Club Penguin.
Low key, yeah. Right? But yeah, Witch's Brew definitely my top one. And also I've heard of a rumor of a cotton candy grape flavor.
Okay, if that comes out, like, I'm gonna go feral. They're like, they're teasing all of these new flavors, like a Shirley Temple flavor and, like, the cotton candy grape flavor. I'm like, please, I want, like, another, like, a pina colada. I think that would be so good.
If I liked pina coladas, I would agree with you. Unfortunately, that's just
you don't
not
like pina coladas.
No,
what do you mean?
I just and the worst, I really,
what is wrong with you?
I'm okay with coconut. I just don't like pina coladas. I wish it was more pineapple than coconut, you know?
I can't fathom this right now because I don't even like coconut and I love pina colada.
Like, part of my Easter this year, my mom got us some, like, tasters, and I tried the pina colada one and I was expecting to like it because it was with, like, a strawberry flavor thing. Mm-hmm. And it's just, no, I didn't enjoy it.
This is hurting my heart.
And I actually really like coconut, if I'm being honest. So it just doesn't hit for me. I'm sorry. Anyway, cotton candy grapes are my favorite grapes, and I think this will be a good flavor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Enough said. I feel like I don't know. My favorite is definitely Orange Kiss, but I don't know if that's just nostalgia because, like, that was always my favorite. But yeah, I think everybody, like, pretty much everybody knows that I'm, like, obsessed with that flavor.
Yeah.
It just tastes like orange soda. Like, I don't think that's why I like it. It's just, like, it's just the vibe of orange, you know? Like, orange is just so good. But I also really, really like Cosmic Stardust. But again, like, nostalgia, that was one of the first ones that I had ever tried.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, originally, like, I got rid of it. I was, like, I didn't drink it for ages. And then I tried it again recently. And I was, like, oh, my God, this is fantastic.
What was I doing?
Right? And it's, like, it's, I think it's the grape flavor. And I just have to say that grape is fantastic. We are sleeping on grape as a flavor overall. And then I get, like, the idea, like, oh, nobody likes the purple one. Nobody likes the grape one. But, guys, grape is good.
It kind of is an underrated flavor,
like,
in all honesty.
For drinks, I can see what you mean if you're not going to have the grape. Like Jolly Rancher, like maybe, like that's probably not the one I would pick either. Like I'm always going for green apple,
mm-hmm.
but like for drinks, grape is such a good flavor.
The grape freezy is really good too.
Oh, I don't know if I've had the like. Yeah, then again, the purple freezy. Like nobody picks that one.
Yeah.
Like you're picking the blue one or you're picking the
like
white one.
In the summer, my work, we give away freezies sometimes if people escape early or they do like a social media promo or something. Mm-hmm. And we always had either the grape flavor left or we had the watermelon flavor left. Watermelon's also an underrated flavor, but I feel like it's objectively the worst one of the two, I feel like. It depends on who makes it.
It depends on, like, what the vessel is.
Yeah.
Because, like, a watermelon, like, sour watermelon candies are, like, top tier. Mm-hmm, like, that's probably, like, top five candies.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like, just, like, a watermelon, a watermelon juice, I'm not picking that up.
I think I bought one, like, last summer, like, a jug of it, because I found out the store. I'm like, oh, I've never had watermelon juice before. It was actually really good, because they squeezed some lime into it, and it really brought out, because watermelon's my favorite fruit.
Yes. Okay, in the summer, we used to just get, like full watermelons, and my sister and I would just, like, cut it in half, and then each do, like, half a watermelon.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, we would go outside, we'd be, like, it would be, like, late at night, and we'd just be, like, munching and crunching on these watermelons.
That sounds like heaven.
Right?
Actually.
And we live at, like, our cottage, too, so, like, we're by the water, mm-hmm. like, it's warm, like, it's so nice.
I can just imagine you sitting in your, like, patio area, overlooking the lake, eating your watermelon, and then taking a quick dip in the water to cool off, and then, like, that just being perfect.
Gosh, they were so good.
I do have your Alani flavor if you want me to start.
Oh my God, yeah. Okay, let's go into it. Do you want to go first or should I go first?
No, I can go first. Okay, so hold on. Based off of vibes, okay? And this is based off of vibes, not necessarily like whatever. I did, one of the ones I gave you was Orange Kiss actually.
Yay!
Just based off of vibes and not just because it's your favorite. Just the look of the can, you guys can't see it, but it's like an ombre summer with like water at the bottom with like oranges and flamingos and stuff. That I think fit you, but I also found another can called Strawberry Sunrise.
Okay, they don't have this in Canada. They don't have it in Canada and it pisses me off so bad because I want to try this one so bad. But strawberry as a drink and as a flavor is usually done wrong where it like tastes like cough syrup.
Yeah.
So I'm like at the same time I'm like maybe that one's good or maybe that one's just like the worst, but the can is so cute and I want to try it so bad cuz everybody loves it.
Yeah, if you guys picture strawberry shortcake as a drink without actually strawberry shortcake being on there, that's what this can looks like. So that's another one I picked for you. And then the last one was Sherbet Swirl. Just
Sherbet
as a vibe.
Swirl.
Yeah. But I think I would put it in that order. So Orange Kiss, Strawberry Sunrise, and then Sherbet Swirl for you.
I love that lineup. That's so good. That makes me so happy, guys. Oh, my goodness.
Because I was thinking, and I was like, I feel like I can't narrow it down to just Orange Kiss. Like, you're more than that.
Oh my God, I have, like, an Orange Kiss, like, can in my room just as decoration because, oh, my God, this is fun. We threw a party for St. Patty's, and I just absolutely destroyed everybody at Mario Kart. And I had this group of men who were all like, oh, we're so much better than you. You're totally gonna lose. And I was like, okay, like you wanna bet? Like I'm gonna give you my legal drugs and if you win and if I win, you're giving me Alani's. I won the Alani's, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I have this Orange Kiss can and it's like it's signed by one of the guys.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
He wrote on it, he's like, oh, like someday we'll have a rematch. I was like, this is so cute. Please write me notes on Alani's and give them to me, guys. Like give me an Alani.
New
but,
gift idea.
But, like write me notes. Like oh, it was so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But no, like both of them were like, oh, I'm gonna beat you, no problem. No.
Try again.
Did not happen. Destroyed. Swept. 4-0, guys. 4-0.
Now, I thought you were cheating when you were playing against me, but when you're playing against the guys, it's not cheating. It's you winning.
It's not cheating. We just play on strategic mode. So there's different, like, there's different levels that you can play, like, and there's strategic, aggressive, or balanced. Balanced is, like, your standard one. Aggressive puts in, like, more, like, bombs and stuff into the mix of, like, the different power-ups you can get. And then strategic takes away all of the bombs. So strategic basically takes away anything that doesn't require you to, like, use it, like, for skill. So, like...
Like blue shells, red shells. Yeah.
Well, no, there's still red shells, but it's like it'll take away like the star, it'll take away the rocket and like the bombs and the squid. I think or the squid might be in it, but basically you have to be able to like interact with the thing you're using. So there's like green shells, bananas, mushrooms, things like that. It just requires like more like personal use to be able to make the item work.
Mm-hmm.
So we like I always grew up playing with that one because. Well, my brother needed, like, my brother's motto was, like, oh, if you're not playing with skill, then you're not playing. So, that's how we grew up playing.
My family grew up playing shells only.
Shells only.
Shells only PvP, okay? Like, in Moo Moo Meadows.
Oh, my God.
Shells only.
Moo Moo Meadows is one of my favorite vocal stems. But it's in a way where, like, you're, like, at somewhere and... You like change Moo Moo Meadows or like Gas Gas Gardens. And like Gas Gas Gardens is from Minecraft. It's not Gas Gas Gardens. It's like Peach Gardens or something.
Something like that.
But basically like you steal that and then you like, oh, what is this? I don't have a single example, guys.
But it's there. Like just picture it.
Yeah.
I have beef with Moo Moo Meadows because I'm scarred from the shells only. Like the red shells, the yelling, the betrayal. It's just awful.
My gosh.
It's fun though. Highly recommend it, guys. Yes. Moo Moo Meadows shells only 3 rounds PvP with your cousins. Okay.
I have to give it to Dylan, too. He's the one one of the guys that I won the Alani against, one of my neighbors, because he came over like later and we played again and he was holding his own. And then we did like Mario Party and they like killed me. He stole all my stars. Like at the very end, it was the end. We had one battle mini game and it was a chance one. No, it wasn't. It wasn't even a chance one. I can't even put a chance. He just beat me fair and square in like the alien shooting game.
Oh.
And he stole all my stars and I came dead last. Like it was it was an unfortunate defeat. And then Marley goes and puts that on her Instagram for all to see.
The betrayal.
For all to see.
It's fine. Can't believe her.
It's fine. Oh my God, you're Alani. Okay, wait.
Yeah.
I thought about this a lot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I have 3 as well for you.
Okay, perfect.
The first one that I think is like most is the Winter Wonderland flavor, so the holiday special.
I'm looking up the can so I can be with you. So
this one, okay, it's berry flavored. Like it tastes like berries.
That's
but
cute.
It also kind of tastes like a Smirnoff to me. So I didn't drink this one a lot because, well, I was drinking it. I'm like, this one tastes way too much like I should be like on a night out right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's yummy. Like it's very much like what you're expecting when you go to like a holiday party and you have holiday themed drinks. Like it's berry. And Kira, it gives me that drink specifically gives me cranberry like vibes. It doesn't taste like cranberries.
But it gives cranberry vibes.
But it gives cranberry vibes. And you give me cranberry vibes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, Winter Wonderland. Okay, the next one, Sherbet Swirl. And I wrote down that everybody loves it. It's like everyone's favorite. And it's super sweet. And it's like so colorful. Like the whole can is just cute and pretty. And it's full of life. And okay, the next one was... Hawaiian shaped ice.
Oh, I actually like that one.
The coconut.
Too. Yeah.
The coconut is really yummy. The one thing with this one, I actually did write, it's kind of like pina colada. The one thing about the Hawaiian shaped ice, in like, just like my opinion, because I know that a lot of people really love this one, my roommate Nicole included. Shout out, Nicole. I do love you, but you are unfortunately ditching me for this whole week. So you're kind of an op right now.
Mm.
It's really foamy. Like, this one doesn't taste like, it doesn't taste like liquid. When you're drinking it, it just tastes like foam. And I have found that recently with a lot of the ones that I've had. And I was like, oh, like, I think I would like this better if it actually tasted like a drink and not like I was, like, taking a sip of beach foam. I feel like I'm like licking the shore of an ocean right now. Like,
and not the good foam either, like the dirty beach foam.
Dirty beach foam, but it does have like coconut flavors. It does taste Hawaiian, like Hawaiian beach and like with some coconut on top. Like,
right, if you went to the shore of a Hawaiian beach, licked the foam, but sprinkled coconut on it first, yes, that would be it.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, it's not bad.
Is it the best,
like,
though?
The vibe of the can. Like, I was like, yes, that one's key. Anyways, that's your lineup. Winter Wonderland, Sherbet Swirl, and Hawaiian. I feel like we really just, like, really, like...
I think those are good lineups.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, we were crapping on Hawaiian-shaped ice, but, like, that's, it's a great flavor still, guys. Like, it's not a dig.
Like, it's not, it's just not the best flavor, but that doesn't mean it's a bad flavor.
But that's not what I'm saying about you.
Okay.
I gave you everyone loves it. Sherbet Swirl. Do you see what I'm, yes, do you see what I'm saying? I was like, oh, that's not what I meant.
Hawaiian I just forget what the can looks like, so I'm looking it up right now. Oh, yeah. Okay, no, I'm with you. Oh, yeah, that's a cute can. Yeah.
Okay, the next thing that we had planned to like talk about is things or times that we have been like humbled at university, or like embarrassing stories, or just like in general, because again, it's the end of the semester. So usually at the end, I feel like we do a recap of like everything that goes wrong and everything that we want to try and do better.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to start, or should
I start? Is it this year or the whole university?
I feel like you can do the whole university.
Okay,
do you want to go like story for story?
Yeah, there's a couple of incidents that come to mind. So I'm going to go chronologically, and my first one will be from first year.
Okay,
so this is first year, first semester. Okay, like I'm still getting used to campus. I'm still in that phase where I care what other people think of me when I'm walking past them, even though I'm never going to see these people again. And there was a goose on the...
I'm so happy you're starting with a goose story, because I'm starting with a goose story.
There was a goose on the walkway. So if you cross the street from Laz going into the arts building, it was on that walkway and it was on the side. And it was just like stragglers who were crossing the street. So it wasn't like one of those big masses of people that were coming from Laz. And this poor guy got too close to this goose, okay? And the goose flies and goes directly for his neck. Like, it was so scary.
Oh, my God.
And I'm, like, going around him, but I'm in that awkward first year thing where it's, like, if something awkward happens, you just look at it for a second and then immediately, like, walk away and pretend like you're too cool to care. So this poor guy was getting mauled by this geese. Mauled is a loose term. He was running away. Okay. But I was very much, like, looking at him going, like, please get me out of here as soon as possible. But then the goose kind of went after me for a split second because I got, like, as I was walking, I blocked its path to what's-his-face. So that was really scary. And I've never had another experience with a goose since then, thank God. Yeah, that was my goose story. It's pretty scary. It was mainly him, though, that got attacked, thank God. But, you know.
I thought you were about to tell me, like, something about you, and then it was just not you.
Well, it was me for a second.
Mine is, okay, so Ava and I were walking to the old radio station building to do mm-hmm. a show, and we were walking down, like, the old building was on Regina, so we were walking through, like, the King Street residence. They have, like, the pathway that goes down from the side of King, so we were walking down there, and I guess there was, like, a goose, like, nest in that area, so we were walking, and we look over, and all of a sudden, the goose is, like, flying towards us, like, squawking, flying right at us, and no, full contact, like, that goose got us, and we're screaming, and Ava is, like, ducking behind me, like, hiding, and I'm like, bro, there's no way right now you're making me fight this goose by myself. It was actually ultimate betrayal, but we ran away, and, like, we, like, walked fully around, and it was, like, camping out the spot. Traumatizing. Like, seeing the goose, like, turning around and seeing a goose, like, full on, like, full teeth out, like, flying towards you. Scariest thing ever.
Because their teeth are sharp.
Yes! Like, it was so freaky.
That's really scary. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Oh, it's okay. I'm over it.
Yeah. You squared up.
Yeah. Aislinn made a sticker of it too. Like, she found I don't even know how she got a photo of me with my arms up, like, in the air, like, frantic. This was a completely different time. Like, different photo. I don't know where the photo came from, but she cut it out and then, like, put, like, a nice scenic thing in the background and then put a scary goose next to it and then put the photo of me with my arms right up and wrote, like, warning goose territory. In first year, Eyes was really into like sticker making, and that's we have really some funny. Really good ones. But oh my god, the Goose Territory sticker, it haunts me.
That's really funny though.
Okay, you're next.
Oh, okay. What was it? Oh, okay. So moving into second year, the incident. This is the incident in my year for archaeology students.
Do I know about this? Yeah. Okay.
So archaeology, you have to take a class called artifact analysis, okay? So essentially it's exactly the way it sounds. So
oh my gosh.
So you have to like clean artifacts, catalog them, and then you have to like write a report on them at the end of the year, whatever. So one of my artifacts was this like port glass that had already been broken a little bit, but we had to take part of it was we had to take pictures of all of our artifacts to put them in our like essay thing. So I was trying to take a picture of the port glass, but the background on the table was ugly. So I moved it to the edge of the table to look at with the wall on the background, which was like a white wall. And then the table moved. I think I probably like kicked it or nudged it by accident. And then apparently I didn't realize it at the time, but there was a gap between the wall and the table. So the glass fell between the gap between the wall and the table and shattered on the floor. And the whole room went so silent. I was shitting myself because I was still like this was first semester, second year. So I'm like, I'm still like, not really close with everybody in my year, and I'm genuinely like, oh my god, like no one's ever gonna speak to me after this. Like they're just like they'll think I'm bad juju and not want to speak to me, and never want to be my friend. But it fell, and the whole room went silent. And then our teacher, who was actually really nice about it, because I was on the verge of tears the rest of the class because I felt so bad. But she was like, oh, like it's okay, just it's broken glass. We'll clean it up. Like blah blah blah. Like she's very calm, cool, collected. But I felt so bad. I mean, at least it was broken anyway. And it wasn't of, like, actual historical significance. Like, it was fine. But still, it was, like, people still talk about it sometimes. And they're like, well, thank you, Kira, for taking one for the team every yes. once in a while. Or they'd be like, oh, I almost dropped something. That could have been bad, huh?
I remember, like, I didn't know you very well at that point. Because that was, like, right at the beginning of the year. And we had kind of become friends, like, I want to say like halfway through that class. Mm. And I was like, well, thank God like it happened to somebody. And thank God that someone was not me. Because I was like, well, like it had to happen. Like eventually like mm-hmm. one of us was going to break an artifact. And I was like, well, it was not me. So thank you, Kira.
I took one for the entire team. Okay. Mm-hmm. So and you know what? No one's broken anything since. Yep. So
just you.
Yep.
You're the only one.
Yep.
No, that was good. I do remember that. It was silent when that glass dropped. And yeah. I just remember like the worried look on Elaine's face too. And she's like, oh.
Yeah. I thought she was going to take me out back.
Kira, can you step outside, please? We just need to have a talk about respecting and then she grabs
her
space.
And then she grabs her bag.
She grabs like a baseball bat on the way out. Like, oh, I'm just putting this away.
Guys, I'll be back in like 20 minutes.
Okay, this next one I have is like pretty short, and I think I've talked about it before, but there was one time during exam season last year when I was wearing like the flowiest pants I own. Like my stepmom had bought me and my sister like these like nice, I think they were from India, like Indian silk, and they were like flowy pants, and I was like, yes, this is the shit. Like these mm-hmm. are so much fun. They're bright pink, and I just recently bought like four different pairs of pink bottoms too. Like I have mm-hmm. so much pink now and I'm so excited. That's a different story. Mm-hmm. But they're bright pink and I was wearing like a black hoodie and I was like, yes, this is great. And I'm walking to campus and it's so hard to walk in these pants because, well, one, it's like windy. They're blowing mm-hmm. everywhere. And I go to like, you know, the entrance to like the Starbucks where that mm-hmm. is. I'm going to walk up there and there's somebody ahead of me and they're far enough ahead of me where they can just keep walking. But it's a guy and he chooses to leave the door open. And as he's holding open the door, I'm still not even like going up the stairs yet.
Oh, my God.
So
right.
he has the door open and he's like waiting and waiting and waiting. I'm like, oh, my God, just go, just go, just go. But I'm like, okay, got to pick up the pace, got to get into this door, say thank you. And I go to walk up these stairs and I full on fall right up the stairs as this man is looking down at me holding the door. And I got up and I apologized to him. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And he looks at me like, what? Like, why are you sorry? You just fell up the stairs. Top 10.
Oh, my God.
Most embarrassing moments ever. I can, like, that's my go-to. It's like, oh, like, humbled? Yeah, one time I fell up the stairs and then apologized to the person holding the door.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
Do you have more?
I'm trying to think. Those are my two big ones.
I could go. I have more.
Go again, and then okay. While you're talking, I'll be listening, but I'll be trying to think of one.
This one is not just, like, a regular story. This is kind of, this one's, like, just, like, into the nitty-gritty and into the hey inspiration, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like a lot of the times with university, there's like, depending on where you are, there's a lot of expectation to do well. Mm-hmm. Especially when you know, like, what you're capable of a student and, like, as a student and things like that, and you're expecting a grade. Just, like, I want to say, like, getting humbled. Mm-hmm. Most of the time I want to say that I'm doing very well and I'm keeping the grades up. I remember it was this semester specifically, I had gotten a grade back and it was like the lowest grade that I have ever gotten, ever. Mm-hmm. I didn't fail, but I was pretty close to it. And I was like, oh, this is like the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And it was like, I was sitting there and it was after a midterm too. So I had been on campus for like, I want to say 12 hours a day for the past 4 days. Mm-hmm. I finally write this midterm, which is at like 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then after the midterm, I open my computer and what do you know? Like, I failed an essay and did not fail it, but was close to failing it. And I was like, oh, that's so funny, because I just had like the absolute worst hell week that I think mm-hmm. I've ever had. And now I'm not even doing well. Mm. Like, what's even the point anymore? But I talked to my sister about it and I was like, oh, like, hey, so this happened. I'm freaking out. I can't tell anybody. You need to help me. And she's like, oh, mm-hmm. like, she's like, you're so smart. You're so awesome. Like, don't think too much. Like, just take the teacher's criticism and run with it and, like, read it and learn it and do better on the next one. And I did do better on the next one.
Period.
I got that D up to an A, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, she did.
For number two. But oh my God, like, just like getting humbled like that just really like mm-hmm. pushes you back in a way, especially when you're so used to doing well and being this, like, not saying like, oh, being the smart one, but when mm-hmm. you're used to like being at a certain level and then you mm-hmm. just get humbled by something like that, it really like sets you array in that mm-hmm. way. That's mine.
I actually, that reminds me, I had something like that in first year. In second semester, I took Skills for University Success, which is the dumbest class I've ever taken in my life. You'd think it'd be useful, but it was second semester, so I had already written all my first essays, I'd already written all my first exams. Like, I really didn't need any of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was annoyed to the class to the point where I, like, halfway through the semester, I stopped going. And I only showed up if we had, like, an in-class thing. And my final grade for that class was a D+. It was my final grade for all of it. And that's not because I was trying and I just didn't do well. It's because I only did half the work, which is what you're going to get if you do half the work as yeah. a D+. And then I also had another class. It was a like Anthropology 100 or something. And it's not that I...
God, Anthropology 100 sucked.
Were you in that too?
I don't think we should name drop the professor because we're like really hating on it right now.
Yeah.
But I had it in person and I hated it.
Was it second semester first year?
I think so.
Yeah, then I was in that class.
It was in like 1E1.
Yeah.
We didn't even know each other back then.
Crazy. But yeah, like, I stopped going out with you this semester. I did my participation online, but then half the time I forgot to do the participation online. And I think my final grade was like a C+ because it was just, she was really hard to please.
It was a hard class. And mm-hmm. I remember too, like, this professor continuously said in class, like, oh, this is going to be on the final. This is going to be on the final. None of it was on the final. And I was so pissed off. I think I wrote that in my prof review. I was like, when the prof says it's going to be on the final, it won't be. She lies.
Just in case you're curious.
Yeah. She's lying to all of you.
Just delete that whole section of information because
it's not going to be on there. It was all like based off like really, really niche stuff that she like mentioned once. Mm. And it's like stuff that wasn't on the slides. Like, it was an online exam.
Mm-hmm.
And like all of it, I was, oh my God. No, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, your girl did well. Like,
mm-hmm.
not to toot my own horn.
But like,
oh my God. Like, that sucked.
Yeah. Like, that was because when I was applying to universities, I applied to Anthropology at Waterloo. And in my head, I was like,
thank God I'm not doing anthropology, because if this is what this is going to be like I dodged a massive bullet.
Like, I think about that sometimes, like how the first years must be experiencing this, because mm-hmm. like, again, like anthropology is something that I can see myself going into for a career, for a master's. But if that was my only introduction to anthro, like, no, like I'm switching careers and I'm never going to know how great it was. Same with like, if you have like one bad class, because I know that there are professors that just aren't fan favorites, mm-hmm. especially in archaeology. I'm like, if you start out with these classes, you're not going to want to stay in the program. But I feel so bad because I'm like, guys, like, I swear this is interesting stuff.
Yes.
It's just these like limitations that are in these first year classes. Like, you need to get through to the senior classes so you can truly like appreciate the art, you know.
One thing is, I love the guy who taught pirate history. I wish I could take more of his classes, because he teaches pirate history, he teaches Germany's Descent to Catastrophe, which
was the prof,
David Olivier.
Okay.
He's a fantastic prof. I like, he's a very easy marker, but he's not like, he doesn't like, like, he does give criticism, but it's not overly harsh. Like, it's very understandable depending on what year you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he teaches is very engaging. Like, I'm going to be on. Oh, and he puts all the information on his slides. Like, and very clearly written out to you, not where it's, like, all pictures and you have to write down what he says. Like, all the information you need, word for word on the slides.
What's your prof's name?
David Olivier.
Okay. Okay, wait. Because I was going to... Oh, this is good. This is good. Because my, like... Prof shout out for like the good ones. Mine's David Lipovich.
Oh,
is that, it's not the same prof, different guy?
Different.
Okay, because he's a history prof. He puts all the information on the slides, but he like talks and says like stuff that's like similar but different.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God, same guy, not the same guy. But shout out to the Davids.
Yes, like, dude, did you take pirate history?
No.
Oh, so good. He, on National Pirate Day, he wore a pirate hat to class.
Oh my gosh.
And he wore an eye patch. And one, it was so good. And I think he teaches another class, because he also teaches at the Brantford campus. Mm-hmm. I think he teaches another class on, like, more German history, because that's, like, his niche.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're signing up for course selections this year, I need to see what other senior classes he teaches, because, I mean, if I could take another one with him, that'd be great in my final year.
That's how I feel. Like, Professor Lipovich keeps saying, like, oh, like, sometimes I teach this course and sometimes this. My David is in, like, Mesoamerica, like, ancient slavery, like, that kind of vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, like, I teach another course and this and this and this. I'm like, oh, my God, please run it, because I will be there.
Run it, please.
Please. Like, it's a great course. He's such a nice guy, too. He congratulated me on, like, board of directors. He's like, yeah, like, I was reading... I was reading the paper or reading like the Wallusup site, and I saw your name and I was like, wait, I teach that girl. And he told me the story like that, and I was like, oh my God, thanks. Like, that's me.
I'm so excited. That's so cute. Oh my gosh. But yeah, yes. He he talks, my David, he talks about his cats.
Keep going. Cats.
He talks about his cats in class. And I don't, it's just the way he speaks. He knows exactly when to input a joke and to make, like, because the Germany class was, in some points, depressing. Duh.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Crazy. And, but I don't know. He teaches in a way where it's, like, even the stuff that's, like, uncomfortable, he makes you want to learn more about it. And I just love that for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, that class, Germany, was probably one of the first classes where I genuinely thought I did really well. And I actually did do really well. Like, that was the first class where I wrote papers. And I was like, wait, like, I'm actually really proud of these papers. Like, yes. I think these are really good.
The professors that make you actually want to learn. Tea.
No. Tea. Exactly.
Anyways, should we move on? Okay.
Okay.
I have a couple of just like regular questions. Do you know that TikTok like show where it's like the Are You Okay show, and the girl's name is Brie, and she like interviews people on the street, and it's like do 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 do, and then they ask.
Oh, I think I do. I haven't seen it in a while, but yes.
Okay. But she asks all these questions, and I was like kind of thinking about like ones like those, so I wrote some down. Okay, the first one is like something that just grinds your gears.
Slow walkers. Yes. People who walk. And okay, so this is important. I'm not like, so this is important. So my mom and I try to go to Disney. We've gone to Disney a lot. Like, that's our place that we travel to. Like, she saves up for it. She's part of a vacation club, so she saves money. Like, this is what she spends. This is what she saves her money for. And every time I go to Disney, my mom and I bond over this. People who are at Disney, it's their first day living on the planet, because it'll be families with two strollers walking in a solid line, taking up the entire walkway. And then when you walk past them fast and passive aggressively, they look at you as if you're dirt. I'm like, No, you're just choosing to walk the pace of a snail and take up the entire sidewalk. I have such an issue with slow walkers when they're taking up space. Like, if you're going to walk slow, go to the side.
Yeah.
Like, leave room. It's like when you're on an ice rink. If you're going to be skating slow, stay to like the outside of the rink, so that way the fast people can go around the inside. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's the slow walkers or the big friend groups that take up the entire walkway.
Or when they're standing like in the stairwell.
Yes.
Or like on the sides of the stairs or right in front of the doors. And I'm like, you are clearly like a group of six. Mm-hmm. Like, move. Yeah. Please. Like, I do not want to have to walk through you right now.
Like, genuinely get out of my way. That's a really big thing. And... I hate repeating myself.
That's so funny for Kira. Oh my God. Oh my God. Get Marley in here right now. There's no way. There's no way. Keep going.
It's my biggest pet peeve, and my mom knows this. So every time I say something and she doesn't hear me, she goes, Kira, I am so sorry. I didn't hear you. Can you please repeat what you said? And I'm like, oh, no, it's fine. This is what I said. Compartmentalizing. But I hate repeating myself because it makes me feel like people aren't listening to what I'm saying. And that's just from like, that's like a growing up thing where it's like, that's how it was growing up. So what I assume when other people can't hear what I'm saying is because they're not listening. So I think that's why I have such a problem with repeating myself.
This is actually the funniest thing because Kira is notorious for not hearing us when we speak. And we have to repeat ourselves to Kira like every single day, repeatedly. We will send her texts, and then like 2 hours later, she'll send another text back and she'll be like, wait, is this what's going on? And we're like, Kira, literally read what we wrote. And it's not even like it just happens like once in a while. It's like at least like once or twice a week that we get it in text form, and it's every single day. Or we'll say something and Kira will repeat exactly what we're saying. Like, word for word. And here she comes on this podcast and says, I hate repeating myself. All we do is repeat ourselves. All we do. And then, oh my God, that's such a crazy take from you. There's no way you just pulled that. And Marley is on Do Not Disturb too. So she can't even, like, I tried to call her. It's not going through. I tried to have a witness and I just can't. But
I want you guys to know, it sounds bad, but I guarantee you it's not nearly as often as she's expressing it right
now. No, honey, it's
genuinely not.
Honey, it is.
It's maybe twice a month and not three times a week.
Twice a month. That's just not true. That's just not true. And I send text messages. I remember I sent you a screenshot the other day and I was like, God, like, why do I even bother speaking? Because you had asked a question and I screenshotted the text where I literally sent you exactly what we needed to say. And I was like, oh, I don't even know why I bother. And then Kira pulls up with the, oh, you guys are bullying me.
Hold on.
No way. No way. Guys, I'm starting a fight right now.
When was this?
I think this was actually like a week ago.
Cuz I'm looking all up in here and I can't find it.
Maybe we just text a lot in this group chat. Anyways.
Yeah, like, hello.
I'm going to do mine now, okay?
Okay.
What really, really grinds my gears, and I would say this to the girl in the street with the microphone, is that they're releasing this new movie, and it's called Primate, and it is about a chimpanzee, and this chimpanzee is evil, and they're releasing this new evil horror movie about a sweet chimpanzee who is just evil right after the death of Jane Goodall. Jane Goodall just passed. And they immediately released the Primate movie where the chimpanzee is evil because you knew that that wouldn't fly when Jane Goodall was still alive. They knew. They said, okay, we can't release the evil chimpanzee movie until Jane Goodall passes. And sure enough, Jane Goodall passes. And then they start making chimpanzees evil right after. And the Jane Goodall Foundation released a post and was like, hey guys, here are like like, this is what chimpanzees are actually like. For those of you who might see it in film, these are things that are accurate and these are things that are not accurate, because they're making chimpanzees out to be this evil creature, and they do it right after Miss Chimpanzee dies. It's like, oh, we couldn't do it while she was alive. It wouldn't stand. They do it right after she dies. God, you just pissed me off so bad, because what do you mean? And you know what? Briu Gladicus just passed away, so now they're probably going to do an evil orangutan movie because she just died too. And it hurts my heart so bad, because why are we villainizing these sweet, sweet creatures that just don't deserve it? Like, I'm not going to watch that chimpanzee movie, and they called it Primate. Why are we icking the primate name, guys? It's just not okay.
Okay, so we're boycotting the movie Primate.
We are boycotting the movie Primate, because chimpanzees just aren't evil. And you just cannot do that to the legacy of my dear and sweet Jane Goodall, who I saw in person before she passed, by the way. Best night of my life. That's all I have to say.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
I'm sorry that was upsetting for you.
It's okay. So what gives you the ick?
In men or in general?
Let's do men.
Because I feel like women, I can't really get the ick from personally. Like, I feel like for men, I really don't know where to start. I just get the ick so easily. It's when they walk weird, when they do the tiptoe walk.
You and walking.
The tiptoe walk, can't stand it. When they're, like, you guys can't see what I'm doing, but Carissa can. Like, when they're walking like this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hate it. Also, when a man refers to women as females...
We've talked about this. Yeah, yes.
That is,
who does it? Who was it that we were talking about that was, like, kept doing that?
It was a book character.
Oh, yeah. It was in
The Deal. Yeah.
It was Garrett Graham, number one book boyfriend.
Yeah.
Though.
His honestly, probably the only ick I have for him is that he refers to women as
Other
females.
Other than that, he was pretty good.
He was a good character, actually. Yes. But that's a topic for another time.
That's like ultimate green flag, though. Like,
literally.
Good communicators, yeah. In that sense. Like, people who are, like, level-headed and able to, like, step back from a situation and think about it. Mm-hmm. I'm still working on my communication.
Also, okay, so that's two. Men who are reckless drivers, like, oh my men God, who yeah. weave in mm-hmm. on the highway.
I cannot stand it.
Men who rev their engines. This is all under the same topic, by the way. Like, men who just drive a car and think it makes it look bigger. No, it's not.
It's not.
No, it's not. Men who know they're attractive.
Ick.
Men who are aware of how attractive they are, that's an ick.
I think you have to be, this might just be like standards, but like, you just have to be educated to a certain level too. Like, mm-hmm. You just can't be stupid.
Yeah.
Like, if you're just genuinely not an intelligent person, like, no. Like, you should know better.
Men who talk like this, right. So, they're like, what if, like frat bro talk. Also, men who have, like, a Toronto accent.
I don't know. Or people, like, specifically men who just talk to hear themselves talk.
Yeah.
Like, and they're, or, like, they're listening or they're talking to somebody, but they're not talking to hear what the other person has to say. They're just talking to talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
Like, we're in a, conversations should go both ways.
Mm-hmm. Men who count on their fingers.
1, 2, 3, 4, like, 5.
Men who don't know their right from their left.
I recently, usually, I used to be really good at it. Recently, I've been putting the L's up, like, way too often. Too often where it's almost embarrassing. Not quite, but almost.
Yeah, I just, there's too many icks to name. I don't think we have time for me to sit here and name all of them.
Go through, like, all of the icks.
Yeah, I'd have to, like, sit down for an evening with a cup of tea and really just make a list, because there's really too much.
I think there are some things that are just, like, it shouldn't be an ick, but then it is, where it's like, oh, like, if, like, you throw something at someone, like, it's like, here, catch, and it's a man, and then they, like, they drop it. And it's like, if you should have, like, if it was an ambitious throw, then, like, maybe, but if mm-hmm. you should have caught that, like just little icks. That's being so nitpicky.
No,
though.
But you're right. No, but you're correct.
Okay, the next one I have is, what's your current hyperfixation and how did it start? Kira's not allowed to say PC and you're not allowed to say Leon.
Well, then I don't have an answer.
There's got to be something.
Oh, well, my mom and I started watching The Mentalist. We're on, almost on season 2. So I'd say that's probably a hyperfixation, since I can't say what it actually is, because apparently that's not allowed. yeah, I really like Cho. Cho's my favorite character.
Yeah. I have no idea who that is, but I'm happy for you. How many seasons?
I think there's seven.
Damn.
Six okay. or seven. Six. For Marley, by the way.
For Marley. Six or seven. Who's not listening one and not answering? So really, should we be shouting Marley out right now?
You know what? No. I take it back.
Yeah. Six or seven is dead.
No, it's dead. Yeah. It's been dead.
It's over.
What about you?
Minecraft. But it's been Minecraft for like months. So I don't know if you can call that like current hyperfixation because it's just been a lifestyle at this point. Like the amount of like Minecraft content that I consume is just not healthy. But that's okay.
It's fine.
It's fine. I feel like I've gotten off of it a little bit. I've been watching way more lifestyle content videos because I've been wanting to get into like making lifestyle content videos. So like I'm trying to like figure out like the basics of that. But I feel like, I don't know, like I really like probably waking up early, I would say mostly, yeah. Which mostly started with just wanting to be like to have like alone time in the morning and have it be like nice and quiet where I can like really like spend that time by myself. And then I just like started waking up earlier and earlier and earlier because originally I was like, oh, I'm waking up at 8 and then it became 7:30, then it became 7. And now like my alarms go off at 6 and I'm like, okay, like try and get up for 6:30 is like my range right now. I'm like, because once you're up, like once you're out of bed, like it's really like you're fine. But it's just like the thrill of being awake nice and early when nobody else is up and then having like such a good start to your day is just unmatched. Like I would so much rather have like the morning hours to be productive than like trying to be productive at 10 p.m. and failing because it's night and I want. Oh, my God. Marley's calling. Marley. Hi, we're live on the radio.
Oh, awesome.
Can you please confirm that we have to repeat ourselves to Kira all the time?
Oh my God, all the time.
Can they hear you? Even. Say that again.
Can they hear me?
Yeah.
Non-stop.
Non-stop.
And then we say something, and then 10 minutes later she goes, oh, I have an idea, and guess what the idea is? The exact same thing.
Thank you so much. I really just needed a witness for that.
Oh.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Thank you, Marley.
Oh, it's no problem. Bye.
Okay, bye. Shout out Marley, everybody. 6'7".
Like, I just have nothing to say.
I have nothing nice to say right now.
No, so I'm not going to say anything.
Okay, well, that's kind of the end of the show. We have about 5 minutes left, so we're going to put some music on. Mm-hmm. And we are going to let, I think it's Eunice who's taking over, who's doing the Tuesdays at Noon, which is a music show. So that's super exciting. So definitely listen to that. The broadcast marathon is going all the way till 10 a.m. tomorrow. So completely overnight. Listen to the overnight shows, guys. It should be fun overnight. If you're up at 2 a.m. and you don't know what to do,
listen
to Radio Laurier. But yes, so that was kind of it from me and Key for the semester.
Yay!
We'll probably, hopefully see you back next year.
I think so.
Yeah, we'll come back.
And we'll actually read books for you guys.
We'll actually do what the show was meant to do.
Yeah.
And I still have topics that we didn't even get to today. So we'll pick it back up in September, guys.
Period.
Anyways, thank you so much for listening, everybody, and enjoy the rest of the broadcast.
Have a good summer, everybody.
Happy summer.